your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for another segment of the KER Report. This is a regular segment that we have on our weekly radio program. It's comments on the future of the markets, specifically precious metals and the conventional markets. Thank God we have a resident expert in Richard Postma. Doc, I have a question for you. You study the markets from a technical standpoint very, very closely. Your accuracy is uncannily accurate. Give us again your opinion on the future of the price of an ounce of gold, would you?
The future, Al, of a price of an ounce of gold. Well, it's hard to say, but it's going to be a lot higher in the future.
Yeah,
we're in a long-term bull market with bear market corrections, and the only reason for that is the persistence of our Federal Reserve to keep printing money, and they have to keep printing money. Our economy is such where now it's a planned economy. It's no longer a normal supply-demand economy that we saw years ago. And they put us in that position because the humongous debts of the government and corporations and private individuals. And so they're going to have to keep interest rates low. They're going to have to keep printing money, although they say they're going to taper. But that doesn't tell me much at all, because if they start tapering, they're going to have to do the same thing they did last time, and that's to go back to printing money when the economy starts to take a dive.
Yeah. I opened the program with some opinions from myself and Jim McKinney about our country. Our country is very definitely turned into a very secular situation. We no longer follow the Judeo-Christian principles that formed our country and, in my opinion, really made it great. Is that fact going to hurt, in your opinion, the conventional market and the precious metals markets?
Well, eventually, the conventional market is going to have to see its reckoning as well. But from a technical standpoint, the monthly, what we call MACD, which is a momentum indicator, is the highest I've seen it.
And that means?
About my lifetime.
Yeah, and that,
That means that this market is overbought tremendously, mm-hmm, as compared to any other market. Now it can stay overbought for a long time, but eventually we're going to have to pay the piper. And I don't know what's going to do it, but it's going to have to come to an end, just like the late 1990s, mm-hmm, when we had that tech craziness.
Yeah.
But see, the problem is, you say, well, can this market keep going up in the face of money printing forever? Mm-hmm. And we don't know that answer yet, Al. We'll see, though, because it's going to get to the point where all of these assets that have been built, that have been bidded up by this methodology, they're going to have to eventually have a comeuppance.
You know, Doc, I have to tell you, I'm very, very concerned about the markets right now because I am retired, and part of my income, I don't want to say necessarily, well, I would have to say a meaningful part of my income happens to come from my returns in the markets. And if the markets go south, I have to tell you, I'm covered, I believe, because I have a great investment advisor handling that money. But I have to tell you, I don't know if anybody is good enough to prevent significant losses as many people had in their IRAs back in the late 1990s.
Yeah, and the same problem exists, and probably in a greater way, because of our public sector, mm-hmm, and the unions there. They already are underwater, and if this market goes, and that's just another reason that the Fed can't let it take a tumble, because the public pension funds are at real risk because they haven't even kept up.
Yep.
And so if we have a drop in the markets, it's going to be really a negative and a meaningful event for them. And we're just in a horrible catch-22 right now.
Yeah, we are. You know, what's interesting about that, and we mentioned this in the earlier segment, segment five, or the first segment of the KER report, that we are very concerned about the future of China. China is rapidly becoming the most powerful nation in the world. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, they passed us in GDP a couple of years ago, I believe.
Right.
Of course, they have more people.
Yeah.
And in their middle class is starting to burgeon. And China, that cat was let out of the barn by the globalists in this country and in the Western societies. And now the question is, okay, what do you do about it?
Right.
And if they're naive enough to think that they're going to join, you know, the Western mindset in how they run their economies, I think they're going to be disappointed, because a lot of those people thought, well, we'll make a lot of money off of China, too.
Individually. Yeah, individually they are.
Absolutely. With high net worth people by moving their businesses over there. But you don't think ultimately, even if they did, that the Chinese wouldn't nationalize them once they became more powerful? Of course they would.
Yep.
So once you let that cat out of the barn, it's out now, and they're going to become a real competitor in the financial markets, and ultimately militarily. Although one really wonders how they're going to handle that, because they have the same political entities in their own government as we do in our government. You got the hardliners, you got the moderates, and who knows how they will react in the future eventually.
Well, my opinion on that is I don't think China wants to mess with the minutia, and they already control the U.S., in my opinion, to a very large extent. And I have to say that I think that's all they're looking for, and they got it now already.
Yeah, they and, you know, they always have their five-year plans. They just came out with it again, but they're very forward-looking, and they know exactly what they want to accomplish. But we have this problem where we can't decide what we're going to do in the next 5 minutes,
right,
in our political atmosphere. So they're continuing to move forward at a rapid pace in the United States. The empire, I think, Al, is starting to wane.
Well,
We had our day.
Yeah, the empire is starting to wane. I mean, even the French, who have been incredibly laissez-faire in many issues, are really kind of looking at the United States with their emphasis on secular things. And they're actually kind of laughing at us, as I am too. Thank God I have a grounding in the Judeo-Christian principles that I have. Doc, want to get you back on the radio program next week. Your wealth of information.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.